The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Syria is on target to meet a looming deadline to destroy its chemical weapons production equipment. In a report to the Security Council, Ban says inspectors have confirmed the functional destruction of production, mixing and filling capabilities at the Syrian chemical weapon sites they visited. He said the process is expected to be completed by the 1st of November. The destruction of equipment is the first deadline set by the UN for the dismantlement of Syria's entire stockpile of chemical weapons by June 2014. There are 22 experts from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons and about 50 UN staff supervising the destruction program. The inspectors have been to 21 of the 23 sites declared by the Syrian government. However, attacks by foreign-backed insurgents have prevented them from visiting two chemical weapon sites. Well, the UN Arab League envoy Lakhdar Brahimi says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad could play a constructive role in a future transition in his country. Brahimi is in Damascus on the latest leg of a regional tour to rally support for the upcoming Geneva talks. In an interview with a French magazine ahead of his trip, he said a deal on Syria's arsenal of chemical weapons has transformed Assad from, quote, a pariah to a partner. On Sunday, the veteran Algerian diplomat was in Tehran, where he insisted on Iran's participation in the Geneva conference. However, Brahimi faces an uphill task in convincing the fractured foreign-backed opposition to attend the talks. Around 19 militant groups have also issued threats against those who plan to attend the Geneva conference. Brahimi says he fears Syria may become a failed state like Somalia if a peace agreement cannot be reached. Well, to discuss the situation further, joining us now is Mark Weber. He's the director of the Institute for Historical Review and joining us via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has expressed optimism and said that Syria is on track with regards to meeting those deadlines in destroying its chemical weapons. And we had Lakhdar Brahimi saying that the deal and, of course, President Bashar al-Assad's cooperation has turned him into a partner. What do you make of that?
Well, I think the statement by the UN General Secretary is a very welcome one. And I think it underscores once again that in this conflict, the government of Damascus and not the divided and confused opposition is the side that has shown itself to be consistent, accountable, and serious in this whole matter. It shows once again, I think, that the Syria government in this whole conflict, if and when there is a real peaceful solution to it, we hope, must play and should play a key role.
Well, that's an interesting point you make, because we just did report that out of the 23 sites, only 21 have been declared, have been visited, that is, by the inspectors, because two of them have been basically being prevented from visitation due to the foreign-backed insurgents. It kind of shows the level of cooperation we can get from these insurgents when it comes to achieving durable peace and stability in Syria. Wouldn't you agree?
Exactly, yes. I mean, it's more and more obvious that the Syrian government has pursued a consistent policy and that it can act in a serious and accountable way, even despite the enormous obstacles that have to be overcome during this terrible conflict. And it's ever more obvious, I think, that as time passes on, that the opposition is incapable even speaking, much less acting in any serious and consistent and unified way.
So what does it mean for Syria as we see more cooperation on the part of the government and no form of maneuvers as far as this foreign-backed insurgency goes in as far as coming down to the negotiating table? Where does it all go? Because a lot of us are putting a lot on this Geneva II peace conference in finding a solution to what's happening there.
Well, it's going to be difficult to say how this all plays out, but the Syrian government, as well as the Russian government and the Iranian government, have all pursued a consistent policy in this regard, in contrast to the confused one on the part of the opposition and the United States and Saudi Arabia, which are backing it. But there's a larger issue, I think, that this whole discussion of chemical weapons really underscores. And I think it should refocus world attention on the blatant double standard that the United States is trying to impose in the region. Remember, the United States is demanding and insisting on a level of accountability on the part of Syria, Iran, or other countries that it refuses blatantly to ask or demand of Israel, which is, of course, the other big elephant in the room, as they say, in the Middle East region.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Director of the Institute for Historical Review, Mark Weber, there joining us via Skype from California. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.